Chapter 4. The Rose. Gerda told the old woman all about Kay. She told her about Kay's grandmother's house and its beautiful rose garden. Then she told her about the woman on the white sledge.
"Don't worry about Kay," said the old woman. "Stay with me and I will look after you."
The old woman was very kind. She gave Gerda some red cherries to eat. Then she combed Gerda's hair with a gold comb.
"You are my little girl now," the old woman told her.
She carried Gerda to bed and sang her a song. Gerda was tired and soon went to sleep. The next morning the old woman got up early. She went into her garden and pulled up every rose one by one.
"Gerda will see the roses and remember the rose garden at home," the woman thought. "She will remember her friend Kay and she will go to look for him. She won't want to stay with me any more."
But there was one rose the old woman forgot. It was the rose on her hat. The old woman went back into her house. She made a big breakfast of eggs and fresh bread for Gerda. After breakfast, Gerda went into the garden. She played with a ball and ran through the flowers. Then she sat in the sun and looked at a book.
"I love it here," she thought.
"The old woman is very kind, and the garden is so beautiful. Maybe I will stay here forever." A short time later, the old woman came out of the house. She was carrying cherries and chocolate cake.
"Thank you," said Gerda.
She smiled at the old woman. But then she saw the rose on the old woman's hat.
"Oh," cried Gerda.
Suddenly she remembered Kay and his grandmother's rose garden. She remembered the boys in the square and the woman on the big white sledge.
"I must go now. I must go and find Kay," she told the woman.
She ran to the garden gate and tried to open it. But the gate was locked.
"That old woman wants to keep me here forever," thought Gerda. "She's not my friend."
Then Gerda pulled the gate very hard. It opened and Gerda ran out of the garden. She ran far away from the little white house with red and blue windows. She ran far away from the old woman with the rose on her hat. It was winter outside the old woman's sunny garden. Gerda was not wearing her red shoes. Her feet were bare and very cold as she ran through the snow.